This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Today's edition of Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Enigma Fishing. Cast, catch, repeat. And visit Anderson.com, South Carolina's bright spot and home to beautiful Lake Hartwell. And by the Bass Angler Sportsman Society, home for the greatest professional fishermen in the world and the Super Bowl of bass fishing, the Bassmaster Classic. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the BassPro.com Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, College National Championship, and the College Bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. Now, the best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster. And use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the home button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Last week featured a double dip of events on the Bassmaster schedule. Toledo Bend was the site of the first BassPro.com Central Open of the season. And much like the Eastern Open opener on the Harris Chain, the event was reduced to 2 days due to inclement weather. When it was all over, Bend guide and open angler Daryl Gleason won by a whopping 10 pounds after bagging 25 pounds on the final day. Gleason joins us on today's show. At Lake Norman, the Carhartt College Series got started, and the duo of Will Nichols and Jamin Phillips from Jacksonville State in Alabama were the winners, coming from 5 pounds back with a 16-pound bag on the final day. Last week, we learned that legend Davey Height, now a co-host of Bassmaster Live, has been selected for induction into the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame. Davey joins us later on in the show with his thoughts on that and the first two elite events, and fishing high water. In the leadoff role today is Drew McNutt of the Casting and Catching Charity event coming up in April at Gunnersville Lake. This is a truly special event. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this show away from the dock. It's a Champs and Charity edition of Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over 500,000 outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster Magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
Now is the time to begin making plans to attend the 2019 Bassmaster Classic presented by Dick's Sporting Goods in Knoxville, Tennessee, March 15th through 17th. Bass Nation and Lifetime members can get their credentials now at Bassmaster.com for what should be an extraordinary classic. Takeoffs will happen each morning from downtown Knoxville on the Tennessee River in the shadow of Neyland Stadium with tremendous vantage points throughout the area. Weigh-ins will be at the Thompson Bowling Arena on the campus of the University of Tennessee, just minutes from the ramps. You're not going to want to miss this one.
Well, Bassmaster's at it again, offering another great sweepstakes opportunity. Enter now at Bassmaster.com and click on sweepstakes for your chance to fish with Chris and Trace Zeldane next summer on the St. Lawrence River for giant smallmouth. The winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, a rental car, and $500 spending money, plus a prize package including a Skeeter ZX-190 with a Yamaha 150, two Hummingbird Helix 10 fish finders, and gear from Sportsman's Warehouse, Seeger, Mega Bass, Santone, and Trocar. Enter now at Bassmaster.com.
For some of you, fantasy fishing is dragging a frog off a lily pad and seeing a 6-pounder engulf it. Well, yeah, it is pretty good. But how about Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing? Set your team now at Bassmaster.com/fantasy, and you can win great prizes at each event. First place winners receive a $2,500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And if that winner is a BASS member, they get an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And the season-long grand prize winner will receive a 2019 Nitro Z18 with a Mercury 175. So sign up now.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio, on the Bassmaster Radio Network. And in the opening segment, as we said, a chance to talk with a good friend, Drew McNutt. Drew is in Alabama, in the Gunnersville area. And you know, he started with a couple of other families, a few other families. They started an event a few years ago, the Casting and Catching Tournament on Gunnersville, which is sponsored by Captain D's and presented by Adtran. And this is a really special event that raises awareness for pediatric congenital heart defects, which has impacted all of the families that are involved in getting this thing started. So he joins us now for a couple of moments. Drew, welcome in. How are you?
Doing well, Tom. Thank you for having me on again.
You know, there are so many tournaments around the country, and it's just so great for us to be able to use fishing to raise money and awareness. But I don't know of many that do any better than what you guys have done in just three or four short years, raising nearly $350,000 at a goal of trying to raise $1 million. But what a tremendous job with all of the sponsors, including BASS, jumping on board to help make this happen.
Right, Tom. We can't do it without any of these, and they have just been so generous and opened their hearts up and really believed in our cause that we do for the Pediatric Congenital Heart Center at Children's of Alabama. And just like you said in the opening there, I mean, we all, you know, some way, some form, you know, are affected by congenital heart disease, and this just happens to be something that is our passion and our mission that so many wonderful sponsors have agreed to sponsor and believe in our cause, and start with Captain D's, and has been our title sponsor since day one with Robbie Copenhaver, and Adtran jumping on board with us this year as presenting sponsor, and so many sponsors, including Bass, that have just been so gracious and wonderful, and have really, really helped us get this thing off the ground, you know, four short years ago that we're sitting here talking about today.
Yeah, it is amazing. And, you know, from a fishing tournament standpoint, we'll get to that in a moment because it's a pretty good little fishing tournament as well. It gets a great turnout and a tremendous prize list as well. But tell us a little bit more about the cost. Tell us about the Children's of Alabama and the Heart Center of Alabama, the Pediatric and Congenital Heart Center, and a little bit more about where this money goes.
So the money that's raised through Casting and Catching goes directly to the Pediatric Congenital Heart Center. So 100% of the donations of the sponsorships go to the heart unit itself. They don't go to the whole hospital like a lot of causes do. And so this goes to fund research for congenital heart defects. And just like our son Andrew and the other families that are involved, you know, we do everything that we can to try to enhance their lives and try to help the doctors, the nurses, and the surgeons at Children's of Alabama, you know, be the best that they can be. And the way that we feel like we could do that is through raising this money and helping out to be able to fund the research. And so they have been able to do a lot of different things in the hospital that has helped tremendously over the past 3 years with the money, and then the fourth year this year. So Children's of Alabama is the only pediatric freestanding hospital in the state of Alabama. So it treats kids from all 67 counties in Alabama, multiple states around the country, and then even some children from foreign countries. So their program has gotten, you know, top notch, and we feel like that with the money that's being donated here, we can continue to do that to make it better.
And another great way to raise money for this event is something that you guys are doing, Fishing a Day with Randy Howell for Two. And that just opened up, the bidding starting here on Saturday. And folks can go ahead and jump in and jump on board on this deal. And from what I understand, you know, Randy knows his way around Gunnersville pretty good. You know what I mean? He won that Bassmaster Classic there back in 2014. And boy, what a thrill that would be. And Randy's always got such a great heart to help out in an event like this.
Right. Randy Howell and Robin, they're such great friends to our family and mean a lot and mean so much to our calls. And they've always just been so gracious with doing whatever, you know, needs to be done and what could help further our calls better. And so this day to fish on Lake Gunnersville, number one, you get to fish Gunnersville again. But number two, you get to fish with a Bassmaster Classic champion. That's not something you get to do every day. No. And that's for two people in the boat to fish a day with Randy. That you know, it's a dream come true. It's a once in a lifetime thing that you're able to silent auction and vote on right there and hopefully get the chance to do that. And we'll cut that off at midnight on April the 26th. So, you know, roughly you have about a month and a half, a little over a month and a half to get that to bid on.
Now, folks listening to this all around the country, and a lot of folks, though, listening in within a few hours of Gunnersville, and some that are within a few minutes of Gunnersville, I would imagine, as well. But registration is at the site, but folks can go there, castingandcatching.org. If you go there, you can go ahead and get registered. And $110 a boat? I mean, that's a heck of a value. Talk about the prizes and how far down the list you'll pay out.
Yeah, so $110 a boat, which if you fish most tournaments, that's on the really, really low end. And we do that purposely to make sure that, hey, we pay out 100% of our money. 100% of sponsorship goes directly to the hospital. 100% of the registration fee goes back to the anglers. So we have $5,000 guaranteed first place prize, and we'll pay roughly 30% of the field. So last year, I believe we paid somewhere around the 60 to 62nd place in cash and prizes. We also have the parent-child division again this year with a $500 winner to that. And then this year, we actually added a school division, a grade through 7 through 12 school division that is going to be guaranteed $1,000 for the top kids that win a school division. So we know, and you know, and everybody knows that high school fishing is really taking off, and it's going to be the future of our sport. And we want, from the youngest stages all the way up to the oldest stages, out here having a great time with us. But the best way to do it is to sign up there at castingandcatching.org, and you can go right to it and register right there online.
The event is April 27th, if we didn't mention it earlier, but April 27th this year. So right at the end of the April, prime time for great fishing on Gunnersville. It will go out of Goose Pond Colony right there in Scottsboro, Alabama. And it's such a first-rate operation. I mean, they close off the parking lot and they put up tents and there's food. And it's, you know, a really, really good time had by all. And in years past, and I assume again this year, an opportunity for folks to weigh in a first-class environment when BASS provides their weigh-in trailer and with the monitors and everything else, and it's a pretty neat thing. That's not folks in a $100 tournament, $110 tournament don't normally get that opportunity.
Right, and we pride ourselves in running a first-class operation, and that's what we want people to experience. We want them to have that great experience, kind of a game day atmosphere where, you know, you come up and you weigh up on the bass trailer that most everybody doesn't get an opportunity to do. You get to weigh in front of a great crowd, and it's emceed to the top professional level. So, you know, we have something for everybody. And if you're not the fisherman or can't get out there to help us out that day through volunteering or whatever, you can donate online as well on castingandcatching.org. Bass is going to be sponsoring our kids' fishing clinic. Mm. And so that's going to be taking place from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock that day. And then we'll lead right up to weigh-in, and we'll weigh in the school division first, and then we'll weigh in the adult division. So there's going to be something for everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun to be had. Hopefully we'll have great weather, and we're really, really looking forward to it.
I think we will have great weather for it, and it won't be Dave Mercer emceeing the weigh-in, but there's a rumor that it could be your host. I mean, I'm just saying, we'll have to see, you know, how all our schedules line up, but there's a rumor that the host of Bassmaster Radio may be involved in emceeing that weigh-in. So that, you know, that's worth, I don't know, nothing, probably.
Hey, I did hear something about that. I don't know if that was just rumor or what that was, but you know, I mentioned earlier about being top professional MC event. So that was my take on that. So we hope that it works out with your schedule and everyone's schedule. And man, it's going to be a great time.
It's the Captain D's Casting and Catching Tournament presented by Adtran. Go to castingandcatching.org to get signed up. It's going to be a great event. As always, Drew, I appreciate you so much. And I appreciate really all of these great sponsors that help make this happen.
Tom, we cannot thank you enough for helping us get our word out about our calls and just everything that you've done for us and the friendships that we've made through this. And we hope that, you know, that everybody will come out and join us. And we're looking forward to another great event.
There you go. Drew McNutt has been our guest. Drew, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
When we return, Darrell Gleason, he crushed him at Toledo Bend, and he's coming up next right here on Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing's Epon series of rods. I recently got my rods and was stunned at the quality of the workmanship that went into these rods. Enigma is known for the highest quality materials and components, but the Epon rod also combines great looks with some tremendous creature comforts as well. From the extremely comfortable reel seat to the E-wrapped handles and even a well-thought-out bait keeper. 10 models from drop shot rigs to a stout flipping stick. They've got them all at a great price. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's Enigma Fishing. Finally, the long-lost missing opening day of Bassmaster Live is here. That's right. Now, all 4 days of each Bassmaster Elite Series event can be found at Bassmaster.com and ESPN3. So tune in as the crew of Mark Zona, Dave Mercer, Davey Height, Ronnie Moore, and Mike Sukan are all led by the captain himself, Tommy Sanders, during each and every Bassmaster Elite Series event. With more cameras and more boats than ever, this season of Bassmaster Live is certain to be must-see streaming. Just don't let the boss look over your shoulder. Unless they're a Bassmaster fan too. Now is the time to begin making plans to attend the 2019 Bassmaster Classic presented by Dick's Sporting Goods in Knoxville, Tennessee, March 15th through 17th. Bass Nation and Lifetime members can get their credentials now at Bassmaster.com for what should be an extraordinary classic. Takeoffs will happen each morning from downtown Knoxville on the Tennessee River in the shadow of Neyland Stadium with tremendous vantage points throughout the area. Weigh-ins will be at the Thompson Bowling Arena on the campus of the University of Tennessee, just minutes from the ramps. You're not going to want to miss this one.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster Live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio, on the Bassmaster Radio Network. And now, the story of Darrell Gleason and what he did at his home lake of Toledo Bend at the BassPro.com Central Open at Toledo Bend, coming from 20th place with a 25-pound bag on the final day to stomp a mud hole in the field, winning by almost 10 pounds with 40 pounds and 2 ounces. He joins us now. Darrell, welcome to the show. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. Still on a crazy high after all this excitement stuff. You know, it just all feels so unreal to me.
You know, we do the winner circle segment each week after an elite event or an open event, and we've been blessed where in nearly 3 years we've always had the champion come on. Did you ever think that, you know, one of these days here pretty soon I'll probably be on Bassmaster Radio talking about my win in the open?
No way, man. You know, all of this, it's those things that, all you know, everyone that buys a boat and jumps in any kind of tournament, any level, we all dream about this kind of stuff, but it just doesn't still feel real to me. It still has me in shock.
So let's talk about some of the details. First of all, big picture, and then we'll talk small picture. You're qualified for Classic 50, assuming, of course, that you fish the rest of the Opens. You picked up about $42,000 in cash money, so I would think that you're in pretty good shape as far as making your entry fees the rest of the way. Let's get that out of the way. You do plan on fishing the rest of the Central Opens, correct?
Yes, sir, absolutely. I've actually fished them since 2010, and, you know, I'm going to be I'm always at the meetings early anyways because I work for Toyota and Carhartt at the booth. I will be the front seat row for the next three. If I have to live in a bubble between now and then, I'm going to be there.
And it's just, I mean, have you thought about that part of it, that you're going to be in the not in just any classic, Classic 50? I mean, this is going to be huge. Obviously, we don't know where it's going to be yet, but, you know, does that kind of clicked in yet, that part of this whole deal here? Yeah, who knows? You might win another Open, you know, this season, but the fact that you are now locked into Classic 50.
Yeah, you know, all of the stuff, man, it's you know, it's been very hard for me to even talk about it because it's such a dream come true. But, man, I had a dream last night about me entering the arena in my truck and that kind of stuff. Man, just talking about it gives me chills. So it's unbelievable. And, you know, the classic is the big ticket every angler wants to make. And, And for me to have accomplished that, you know, honestly, it still doesn't quite feel like it's going to happen. You know, I won't let the trophy out of my sight because I'm worried someone's going to, you know, tell me this is all a joke or something. It didn't happen.
Do you take it like out on the boat with you when you're guiding? I know you're a guide there at Toledo Bend,
yeah.
There, South Toledo Bend Guide Center.
Well,
you just put it like on the boat with you now so the clients could see it. Just put it like in the middle between you and the passenger seat.
Yeah, I think we may do that. So far, I've actually took it to brunch over at Cypress Bend Resort. Me and my wife went to brunch Sunday morning. It came with us. I took it to the golf course with me, took pictures of all my buddies at the golf course, and it's actually sitting next to me in my Toyota right now, seatbelted in. I'm headed down to my boat dealership today to get some service work done on my Yamaha, and it's along for the ride, man. It's just awesome.
Yeah, I know, and I know you run a Phoenix. I understand you got a little text message from Gary Klaus, the owner of Phoenix, and of course our Bassmaster Studio is right here in Winchester. Our Bassmaster Radio Studio is right here in Winchester, Tennessee, just down the street from the Phoenix plant. But it was probably kind of neat to get a little text from the big guy.
Oh yeah, you know, Gary's one of those people that I've long respected, and you know, I've actually been with Phoenix for 10 years. The first year they come out, and
wow.
So for Gary and them to take a shot on me when I was a younger man, just getting started and all that, and be a part of my team and to stick with me all these years, which, you know, in our industry, it's so hard to do. It was special to me to have someone I respect so much, you know, reach out to me.
And talk about the help that you've gotten from Foster Fence out of Houston. We're on in Houston and Walker Toyota helping you out as well, you know, on a local basis to allow you to be able to do this.
Yeah. You know, those kind of sponsorship deals, and honestly, we actually just call them partnerships because to me, that's what we are. And Foster Fence come on me 3 or 4 years ago as my title sponsor for my boat. You know, they do commercial fencing out of the Houston Conroe area, but they travel everywhere. But Trent Holloway is the man that made that happen. And, you know, that's a, we call it a God thing. He come on a guide trip with me and we just happened to hit it off. And, you know, next thing I know, here we are, you know, forming this partnership together. So it's special to show them some extra love and get them some publicity and things. And then Walker Toyota of Alexandria, Louisiana, come on about 3 years ago as well. You know, just none of this would be possible, especially for a local guy, man. You know, we don't get the huge national deals and things like that. So we got to work our tails off for our local people as well as we can. And those partnerships are vital to me. And like I said, I mean, I'm friends with those guys. I got phone calls from those guys the night after the win, and they're as excited about all this as I am, and I can't wait to share the stage, you know, in the classic for those guys.
Yeah, Darrell Gleason with us, the winner from the Toledo Bend Central Open number one over there, and he has a guide service on Toledo Bend, South Toledo Bend Guide Service, and yeah, I figured you're booked up for spring because it's Toledo Bend, you know, but it's not a bad thing probably to put on a guide service website that, you know, that you want a Central Open there on Toledo Bend.
Oh, correct. It's huge from a credibility factor, you know, and there's actually a lot of other guys in it. Legendary Tommy Martin
is
sixth place in this event. And, you know, Tommy actually said some nice words on stage to me. So that's just one of those things I treasure. But, you know, when you're in the guide business, it's really hard to jump in tournaments and, you know, kind of put yourself out there. And it didn't always work out like it did this time for me. You know, a lot of times I don't do well, but it's great for the guide business. And, you know, it meant a lot to all my customers reaching out to me through the years that have fished me and shared moments on the water. And, you know, again, this is just something I get to share with all of them. They're all a part of this, and it's very special.
Well, let's be honest. There were a lot of big names in this event, a lot of guys trying to get their way into the Classic. I see Pelinek and Cox and Swindle and a number of guys that were, you know, fishing in this deal. So this was a really strong field that you beat to get this win. Now, getting to the specifics a little bit, I mean, you're 20th place, 14 pounds, 15 ounces after day one. That's not a big Toledo Bend bag, but it was 20th place. It wasn't 120. Place, but then you hit them on, you know, after getting washed out on day two on Thursday, you go out there on Friday, 25 pound bag. Now, was this spot, this little hump that you were fishing, is this something that you kind of save for clients? Is that the juice for you when you go out there taking a client and you know you got to get them? Or was this something that is a tournament spot for you?
No, I mean, I wish I could be super clever about this, but it was probably the most overlooked spot on the lake. And, you know, I just got fortunate and checked it, and there was fish there. You know, I don't know if I've ever – I think I've taken clients there before in the past, but it's just such an obvious spot, but it's a little bit out of the way, I guess. So it's not near some of the real popular creeks on the lake, and I felt like it would maybe get overlooked, and it just so happened that there was, you know, a great group of fish there. Day one was a little windy, so boat positioning and stuff was a little tough, and I was sharing the spot with a couple other anglers. And, you know, we all just had a little bit of trouble on day one, you know, catching them. But day two was flat calm, and I was able to actually get there first that day, and I had about 10 minutes before anyone else arrived. And when the first boat was pulling up, I was landing my first big one. And, you know, it was an 8-pounder. And everyone dreams of starting a day off with an 8-pounder first thing in the morning, you know. Yeah. So it was that was a huge catalyst for me. It gave me a lot of confidence.
And you did it old school. I mean, a Strike King 6XD, but also throwing a little bit of Carolina rigging, which is the second time we've seen that. And same thing happened in the Eastern Open. There was some Carolina rig fish caught there as well. And a good old-fashioned 3/4 ounce V&M football jig as well. So it was, yeah, you were mixing it up, it seemed like, a little bit with your presentations.
Yeah. The crankbait for me is always something that I really like to do. So all this happened. I have to say this because of my Lowrance graphs. I spent a month standing my Lowrance graphs. When other people were killing them on the bank, it was so frustrating to be looking for a little hidey hole. But all that time behind that graph just gave me the confidence that you know what I finally found, to know that okay, I can make this one cast and do well. But yeah, that crankbait's a huge thing when the fish kind of get up on top of the ridge in the right depth. It's just a great way to get them to react. But man, I tell every customer who gets in my boat, there's nothing, no other technique on Salida Bend and Rayburn that puts more fish in the boat for me each year, me and my customers, I call it the double splash rig, the Carolina rig, man. And I throw several different V&M baits behind it as a trailer. Just so happened this time, you know, I did better on the old pork shad and the little chopstick. But huge confidence baits for me. And then once I got a good bag going, one of my go-to confidence things for a kicker is that V&M football jig, man. It's just one of those things. I've caught a lot of big ones on Toledo Bend and Sam Rayburn area on it. And when I need a big one, I can put that in my hand and, you know, feel pretty confident if I get it around one, he's going to eat it.
By the way, it's the South Toledo Bend Guide Service. We're just giving you a little love there, okay? For this,
Not
that you'll need it. I mean, at this point in time, but we want to say that South Toledo Bend Guide Service. But you know, that brings us to the big picture. What if you qualify for the elites? I mean, what's your plan if you qualify for the elites? Is this something that you are gearing towards and something that you want to do?
100%. I've been trying to do it for several years here. I actually come close, man, it's been several years ago, and I actually got to go fish Bass Fest at Kentucky Lake the last year they were allowing, you know, some of the central guys or some of the open guys to move up. I went and done that and got me a little taste of that action. So yeah, 100%. If I threatened not to, my wife would probably kill me. She's been my biggest supporter in all this, and you know, getting to share this with her is great. But That's the new goal. I mean, all of us set major goals in fishing and in life, and you know, making the classic and winning an open and all that's just one of those unattainable goals. But it, you know, now that it's happened, things got very serious for me, and you know, we're going all in on doing all we can to make the elites.
Well, it's fantastic that you have that support from your wife and that she's all in with you on it, because it's obviously very, very important in this day and age, and what a grind it is to fish professionally. And if you have that kind of support at home, it's a really cool thing. Are we going to see you in Knoxville? Will you be there at all at the Classic, just kind of sniffing it out, maybe working a few booths and checking out what it's going to be like for you the following year?
Yeah, it is looking like I'm going to be there this year. Most years I go, but this year, since I took so much time off guiding to practice for this tournament here on Toledo Bend, I'd actually just planned on guiding. But man, I'm blessed with some great customers, and all of them are kind of being flexible and letting me reschedule things around. And you know, some of my sponsors want me to come up there and hang out and do some things for them. But also, I'm hoping I can kind of get some behind the scenes kind of looks.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always like at the show, or I'm in the arena watching, and I want to see some behind the scenes stuff. I think that's going to maybe help me, and maybe, you know, give me an opportunity to talk some more of the anglers that I hadn't got to talk to yet. Get some insight and stuff, because you know, now we've made it. We're going to do all we can to have a good showing. You know, it's going to be awesome just to be there, no matter how the results turn out. But you know, the way we live life, when we go all in on something like this, we're going to do everything we can to be successful. So we're hoping we can go and do well.
I know who I'm calling if I'm going to come over and hit the bend. You know, for sure, it'll be Darrell Gleason, 40 pounds in 2 days, and he crushes the field at the BassPro.com Central Open at Toledo Bend. All right, Darrell, I appreciate you, man. Congratulations, and maybe we'll see you in Knoxville.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you guys.
All right, thank you. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back with more right after this. It's Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Well, Bassmaster's at it again, offering another great sweepstakes opportunity. Enter now at Bassmaster.com and click on sweepstakes for your chance to fish with Chris and Trace Zeldane next summer on the St. Lawrence River for giant smallmouth. The winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, a rental car, and $500 spending money, plus a prize package including a Skeeter ZX-190 with a Yamaha 150, two Hummingbird Helix 10 fish finders, and gear from Sportsman's Warehouse. See Seeger, Megabass, Santone, and Trocar. Enter now at Bassmaster.com.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water, and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play, or sail, or simply behold. This is where champions fish, and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Bassmaster is pleased to announce a new improved app for downloading and reading Bassmaster magazine. The new app offers a responsive view, bookmarks, the ability to search across all issues, social media sharing, and much more. Digital subscriptions are available for $19.99 through Bassmaster.com/digital, iTunes, or the Google Play Store for Apple and Android devices. Current members can add a digital subscription for 50% off the full digital price. Go to Bassmaster.com/digital. For some of you, fantasy fishing is dragging a frog off a lily pad and seeing a 6-pounder engulf it. Well, yeah, it is pretty good. But how about Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing? Set your team now at Bassmaster.com/fantasy, and you can win great prizes at each event. First place winners receive a $2,500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And if that winner is a BASS member, they get an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And the season-long grand prize winner will receive a 2019 Nitro Z18 with a Mercury 175. So sign up now. Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing's Epon series of rods. I recently got my rods and was stunned at the quality of the workmanship that went into these rods. Enigma is known for the highest quality materials and components, but the Epon rod also combines great looks with some tremendous creature comforts as well. From the extremely comfortable reel seat to the E-wrapped handles and even a well-thought-out bait keeper. 10 models from drop shot rigs to a stout flipping stick. They've got them all at a great price. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's Enigma Fishing. Finally, the long-lost missing opening day of Bassmaster Live is here. That's right. Now, all 4 days of each Bassmaster Elite Series event can be found at Bassmaster.com and ESPN3. So tune in as the crew of Mark Zona, Dave Mercer, Davey Height, Ronnie Moore, and Mike Soupcan are all led by the captain himself, Tommy Sanders, during each and every Bassmaster Elite Series event. With more cameras and more boats than ever, this season of Bassmaster Live is certain to be must-see streaming. Just don't let the boss look over your shoulder. Unless they're a Bassmaster fan too.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio, on the Bassmaster Radio Network. And as promised, now a newly minted Hall of Famer. Can we call him Hall of Famer, Davey Height now? I mean, we know he's going in. He hasn't been, like, inducted yet, but it's been announced that he's going in. He'll go in September. But I think we could just go ahead and call him Hall of Famer Davey Height, a classic champion, a guy that's won 8 times with Bass, and, of course, for the last few years now has been part of the Bassmaster Live co-hosting crew as well, and he joins us. Davey, welcome in. How are you?
Oh, great to be with you, Tom.
Do we get to call you Hall of Famer Davey Height now, or how does that work? You got to wait until you actually, you know, get the ring and the jacket or whatever they give you there at when you go in September.
I have no idea. Obviously, I have no experience with being a Hall of Famer, so I don't know the protocol. Hey, you can call me whatever you want to. It's been amazing to be announced. They sprung it on me while we were in studio doing live a few weeks ago, and I was I'm not normally at a loss for words, but I was certainly at a loss for words when they told me that me and a few others, including, you know, fisherman David Fritz and Mark Davis, be inducted in September.
I thought Fritz was going to break down when they told him. I mean, that was so cool, you know, and as they told him while he was weighing in about it. And, you know, I have interviewed and have some friends that are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, including Kevin Mawaiu, who just got in this past February and will be inducted over the summer as well. And, you know, they kind of know the steps all the way. They know that they're a finalist, and then they wait on pins and needles to see whether or not they get inducted. Did you have any idea? I mean, does this just come out of the blue? Or did you know that you were under consideration for this particular class?
I did know that I had, you know, been nominated.
Okay.
But I had no idea whether I would be, you know, voted in. I certainly had no idea that I would find out, or any of us would find out this soon. You know, with the induction being in September, I just assume, you know, heck, July, August, maybe even September, the first part of September, you know, that's usually how things go, kind of closer to the deadlines. I had no idea that in February that they would make the announcement.
Well, now, you know, 53 years old, you're a young dude still. I still think one of these years, we're going to hear that Davey Hyatt's making a run at it. He's going back out on tour, something along those lines. And I know you're very happy with what you're doing, and we're all happy with what you do on Bassmaster Live. But, you know, does it make you feel like, well, what are you doing? I'm not done yet. You know, I might do something. Look at Rick Klun. He just won at 72 years old.
Yeah, you know, it's certainly enlightening to see Rick Klun win that first event at St. John's at 72 years old. But, you know, to each his own. I never really wanted to be fishing the tournament trail nationally, you know, in my 60s, let alone 70s. You know, I did retire from the fishing the Bassmaster Elites probably a few years earlier than I had, you know, the big plan. Was to fish until I was about probably 55. But when they offered me the job to work with the great folks, Tommy Sanders, Margaret Zoma, Dave Mercer, and others, and including you, Tom, I mean, to work with great folks and stay in contact with those type of folks, it's hard to turn down because they don't offer these type of jobs very often.
Yeah, Davey Hyatt with us. I still sneak out and fish the Eastern Opens, you know what I mean? And I'm a couple of years older than you, but when Klun won at the St. John, it makes us all feel a little younger. You know what I mean? It's all like, hey, you know, look at that dude. He's out there doing that. And just even for fishing, you know, tournaments around the neighborhood and all that kind of stuff, it just makes you feel good, you know, when you see a guy like that, you know, still competing at that level.
It does. You know, I don't know if you saw any of it, but we did a bass brawl and then
every minute every minute
we go. And but with both Drew Benton and Drew Cook, I fished with each of them one day and one the other. Like the first time I set the hook, and I was lucky enough to catch, you know, I think with Drew Cook we were using Alabama rigs, I think I caught like three on my first second cast all at once. But both of those guys said, oh, Davey still got it. And I'm thinking, well, gosh, you know, they didn't roll me out here on a wheelchair and put me in the back. And, you know, I'm not quite ready for the nursing home yet, I hope. But, yeah, we all want to think that we're still competitive, and I certainly do. But, you know, living on the road for 25 years, for so much of those years, and eating fast food so many times and doing, you know, just some things that I'd had enough of. But I'll never, never take for granted the people throughout the country, the different people I've been able to meet and friends I've been able to make and families I've known. I've seen, you know, great fishermen, whether they're fishing the Bassmaster Elite Tournament Trail or not, or maybe just at a local level. But get to know those folks and see their families, you know, grow up and that sort of thing. I wouldn't take anything for it, Tom.
I want to say, and I remember the bass brawl, I had enjoyed that immensely, but I want to say you had a triple and a double, because I think I tweeted out that Davey Hyatt just caught a limit in two casts, which is just a funny thing to say.
It's so fun.
But I know what you're saying about those young guys, because, you know, in the Opens, they'll draw, you know, a Sam George or one of these guys that's, you know, 25, 23 years old. And I think about it and I say, my God, I think I have spinner baits that are that old. You know, I mean, it makes you wonder what they look at you like, because, you know, in your heart you feel the same as you always felt, you know what I mean? It's the same deal, but you wonder you look at yourself from the eyes of one of these young guys, and you realize that they think they're fishing with their grandpa or something.
They do two things. It's so funny you mentioned that about thinking his spinnerbaits as old as they are. I had a spinnerbait tied on as old as Drew Cook was. And then, you know, Drew was saying, Mr. Davey Hyatt. I'm thinking, gosh, hush, you know, we're a team. I don't need to hear Mr. Davey Hyatt, although I appreciate his, you know, manners and you know, being from the South.
Yeah.
yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am kind of guy myself. But, gosh, it made me feel like I was 72.
Davey Height with us. All right, so congratulations on the haul. I want to make sure we got that out there first. And let's go to the beginning of the season. It was, it happened so fast with back-to-back tournaments. You did one of them from the field. And then you came in studio for the second one. At the St. John's, you were out in the field. The second one, you were in the studio. I think Zona went out to Lanier for a couple of days and was in the boat then. Just to pull the curtain back a little bit. Which do you enjoy more? Do you like being in studio, or do you like kind of being out there in the middle of the action?
Not to avoid your question, I like them both. I hate to not give you just one answer, but I certainly enjoy them both. And here's the reasons why. I like being on side when we have new faces each and every year. There's always some turnover in the league series. I want to get to know those guys and have a friendship with them, because right. I have to call them at 9 and when I'm in studio at Little Rock. I call the leaders and try to get a feel for what they're doing and the baits they're throwing and kind of see how they are mentally going into each day, especially the final day. So I think that's mandatory that I do that at least a few times a year. I know when I was initially talking about taking this new job, it's something that I was adamant about, and they certainly agreed that I needed to, keep that friendship and relationship with those fishermen.
Sure.
But I'm going to tell you, from a selfish point of view, to be there to see Rick Klun, and I don't mean this the wrong way, because we never know when it's going to be our last victory. I don't care if you're, Davey or Tom or Rick, but to see Rick on the water, and I was around him the last hour and a half, 2 hours of that final day. Stuff like that. I'm glad I wasn't in studio, so to speak. But I enjoy being in studio, especially on the nasty day when the wind's about 5-30 miles an hour and it's raining.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Classic. Of course, live will be, at the Expo, which is always going to be exciting. I know that I'm going to be worked in at some particular point in time there. I've been talking with Mike about that. And of course, Gunnersville is about an hour from our studios. So we'll be on the road there. And our good friends from Visit Anderson are great sponsors of the show. So I'll be over at Hartwell for a couple of days at least for Thursday and Friday on location at Hartwell. So it is good to have that blend and do. Doing live from the Expo is going to be extra special just because of the juice that you get from the live audience.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's a little noisy in the Expo because there's just so many people and there's a lot going on, but I enjoy that. I hope that I can, stay focused on the event itself, but I actually like being in the Expo, being able to be around all the fishing fans. The Bassmaster Classic has always been and will always be our Super Bowl of professional bass fishing. And to be able to interact with the crowd at the Expo is certainly something I enjoy doing every day. There again, I've met people that have been to Classics for 10, 15, 20 years. It's amazing how many families plan their family vacation around the Bassmaster Classic.
Yeah.
And I enjoy seeing those people when I'm at the Expo. When we're like last year, we were in the arena and only got to go to the Expo for a short amount of time, just 2 of the 3 days, I think it was. Gosh, you can't see all the people and get to, say hello to, husbands, wives, and their kids that you've been seeing come to the Bassmaster Classic for so many years.
Oh, can you imagine how it's going to be for Zona with that ADD that he has? He's going to be like a maitre d' at an Italian restaurant. He won't even be paying attention. It'd be like Elvis is in the building. They'll have to, part the ways as he comes through to the stage and everything else. It's going to be kind of nuts, I think, for him.
Absolutely. But, that's part of what makes Zona great. I mean, we all have our quirks and different ways, but he's easily distracted. But
God, a man of the people.
So funny, because he can always come up with something that's kind of off the wall. So funny.
All right, our final couple of minutes here. We'd be remiss if we didn't do a little technique of the week. And in your part of the country, my part of the country, and a lot of the folks that are living in the Southeast, and really all parts of the country that aren't iced over, we've had an incredible amount of rain in the last several weeks, and these lakes have filled up dramatically fast. My home lake came up over 15 feet in 3 days. So when that happens, just talk about techniques and what do you do when the water gets muddy and high in a hurry? Where do you go looking?
Well, when you have a lot of rain like we've had and the water comes up, typically the water's going to be stained. most often those fish are going to move up with that rising water. The good thing about this time of year, pre-spawn fish, they tend to be associated to areas where you have sharp contours. So they don't have to move a very long way to move up shallow. When I'm looking at my hummingbird graph, I'm looking for the contour lines that are close together, and that's where so many of the fish this time of year are relating to. So they don't have to move very far. The one thing with this rising water, and especially on our rivers, obviously you have a lot of current, but even in the lakes you're going to have a lot of current because a lot of our lakes are full and they're letting that water run right on through them.
Right.
And it'll isolate our fish. And they can be hard to find, but they will be grouped up this time of year. I love going pre-spawn because you're going to have groups of fish, but this high rising water, those fish are either going to be concentrated more. So it can be frustrating. You might not get a bite every hour, but you can hit one spot and catch 10, 15, 20 bass.
And you could be surprised at where you might find them, too. I remember once on Old Hickory Lake, it came up real high like that. And we literally were on a pattern where we were catching fish around the hay bales. You know the big round hay bales? There were the field was flooded, a cow field or whatever was flooded, and we went way up there, and we were catching bass by hay bales. And you never know where they're going to go.
That's incredible. They certainly adapt to the conditions, and they will, like I say, most often they'll move up with that water.
Yeah. Got to be careful, too, because there's a lot of junk in the water. I mean, there's going to be a lot of debris and wood and things like that, so you do have to be careful in those instances. Davey Height has been our guest. Bassmaster Live is where you'll find him next at the Classic, and he'll be going into the Hall of Fame, and he's a great friend. Davey, I appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate you, brother.
We'll see you in Knoxville.
Sounds good.
There you go, Davey Height. How cool is that? All right, we'll get a break. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Yes. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over half a million outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster Magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at Bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
For some of you, fantasy fishing is dragging a frog off a lily pad and seeing a six-pounder engulf it. Well, yeah, that is pretty good. But how about Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing? Set your team now at Bassmaster.com/fantasy, and you can win great prizes at each event. First place winners receive a $2,500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And if that winner is a BASS member, they get an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And the season-long grand prize winner will receive a 2019 Nitro Z18 with a Mercury 175. So sign up now.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Bassmaster Radio, and as we idle this show back into the marina, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Now is the time to begin making your plans to attend the Geico Bassmaster Classic presented by Dick's Sporting Goods in Knoxville coming up March 15th through 17th. Bass Nation and Lifetime members can get their credentials now at Bassmaster.com for what should be an extraordinary classic. The takeoffs are going to happen each morning right from downtown Knoxville at the Vaal Landing on the Tennessee River, right in the shadow of Neyland Stadium, with tremendous vantage points throughout throughout the area. The weigh-ins will be at the Thompson Bowling Arena on the campus of the University of Tennessee, just minutes from the ramps. Of course, the Classic Expo is a bucket list thing for all outdoorsmen and will feature Classic Live as well, and it'll take place at the Convention Center on the site of the World's Fair. You're not going to want to miss this one. While you are at Bassmaster.com, sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing as well. Individual elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a 2019 Nitro Z18 with Mercury 175 Pro XS outboard. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members, when they set their teams, win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shop gift card, which is just another great reason to become a member of BASS. You can do that at the site and also sign up for Fantasy Fishing at BassmasterFantasy.com. Also, while you're there, why not click on the Sweepstakes button for your chance to fish with Chris and Trey Zaldane next summer on the St. Lawrence River for those giant smallmouth. The winner gets round-trip airfare, three-night hotel accommodations, a rental car, and $500 spending money, plus a prize package including a Skeeter ZX-190 with a Yamaha 150 and two Hummingbird Helix 10 fish finders and gear from Sportsman's Warehouse, Seaguar, Megabass, Santone, and Trocar. Enter now at bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. Let's take a look at the upcoming tournament action. As we speak, the Mossy Oak Fishing Bassmaster High School Eastern Open, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors, is underway at beautiful Lake Hartwell in Anderson, South Carolina. Of course, the Classic is coming up March 15th through 17th. Then it'll be the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series at Smith Lake in Alabama, presented by Bass Pro Shops. That is March 21st through the 23rd. That'll be followed by the Mossy Oak Fishing Bassmaster High School Southern Open, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. That's on Gunnersville, March 30th, and then the Bassmaster Elite at Lake Hartwell, again back at beautiful Lake Hartwell in Anderson. That is April 4th through 7th. Now, if you're interested in having a front row seat at an elite event, priority registration is open at the Bassmaster Marshall Program. Just visit bassmaster.com/elite for more information on that. So that's going to do it for today's show. Until next time, make sure you keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.